Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people, well, they are my life. It's what I do. It's the people I talk to all day. It's the people I associate with. Business people are a special breed of people. Don't you think there should be a National Business Person Day? The day when the entire country celebrates and honors business people. Maybe there should be a parade. Maybe there should be fireworks. Maybe there should be some appreciation. But a strange thing does happen in this country. If a business person is successful and makes money, they're looked down upon, which is really hard to understand because the country was founded on self-reliance and people taking their talents and doing the best they can with them. And I don't think that most people realize what would happen if we didn't have business people. Business people are the backbone of the country. They're what makes it work. They create the jobs. They pay the taxes. You know, if you would look and you would see how much taxes in proportion business people pay for personal and business tax, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed how much value they bring to the country. And they also do other things. People who are successful support the hospitals and the symphonies and the associations like the autism and cancer and leukemia and muscular dystrophy and muscular sclerosis and so many other things that business people do. So since we're not going to get the respect we deserve from the world, from the people in the United States, well, we really have to do it ourselves. And let's make the number three an important number for business people today. And here's what I mean. What I mean is we are in competition with business people all day long. It's important. And, you know, that competition is great. It makes us stronger. It makes the competition stronger. It makes the country stronger. It creates more jobs. When you don't have competition, not much happens. You can look at many government agencies and you can hear about the waste that there is in government. And government, when they do something, of course, the private industry does it much better. But I want you to become a stronger business person, and that's where the three comes in. I want you to be conscious and aware that you need to be better every single day, that you need to understand more. I don't care if you've been in business for 1 month, 10 years, 20 years. I don't care how long it's been. Competition is breathing down your neck. You have to be better all the time. And how do we really understand what's going on? Because in the corporate world, you know, everybody stands around the water cooler. Everybody gets together. Everyone talks. They talk about what's going on in the corporation. But in the family-owned, entrepreneurial, small business world, we can be very isolated. We cannot know what's going on. We cannot know what the latest and greatest is because we really aren't in that situation where we have a lot of people around us. Yes, we can go to networking groups and we can go to meetings and associations, but, you know, people in those situations tend to be guarded. They're not going to give you their best information. They're not going to tell you how to compete against them. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to consider every single month going on LinkedIn, going on Google, and finding three companies that do the exact same thing that you do. Three companies that their LinkedIn page stand out. Three companies that their website is dynamic. And call them up. Hello, Freddie. My name is Howard. You know, I'm three states away. I'm not in competition with you. We do the same thing. I would like to schedule a time to talk so you and I can throw a few ideas back and forth. Because we're not in competition, maybe we can help each other become stronger. Now, I don't want you to try to have a conversation with them right then and there because that would not be polite to just drop into their business. Your only purpose is to call and get the appointment. You know, Freddie, if once in a while we just spend an hour together just talking about our problems that are, you know, just they're just common problems. They're things that we need to understand. What do we pay our salespeople? What kind of commissions do we pay? What's the best way to market? What's the problems that you run into? How did you solve this problem? How did you solve that problem? But I just don't want you to do it with one business. I want you to do it with three a month. Now, you may not call those people back the next month, or you may have a running dialogue with them. You may replace them with somebody else. But make it a part of your marketing plan to talk to business people who are in the same industry or like industries. One of the other things that you might want to do is talk to business people who are not in the same industry, but they're dealing with the same people. They're selling to the same people that you sell to, but it's a different product. If you do that, you will gain so much information, so much insight. You'll know what you're doing well. You'll know what you're not doing well. You don't have to be afraid of sharing because you're not in competition with each other. This is a great way to move your business forward. It's a great way to understand what you need to do. It's a great way to help people understand what they need to do. So let's get on it. Let's sit down tonight. Let's make a plan. Let's find three companies outside of our area to call that we can connect. And if they don't want to talk to you, that's perfectly fine. There are so many people you can talk to out there in the world. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward and enjoy talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.